Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Menachos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. So, we already discussed what type of flour we need for the Menachos. What about what type of oil, Zak? The Mishnah. Tekaya, the city that was called Tekaya. The Pasuk says, Vayishlach Yoyav Tekaya. Alpha, that's like the grade A, that's the grade Aleph, the best. Lashemen, when it comes to the oil that's made there. And from there we should bring the oil for the Menachos. The olives that grow there make the best oil. So if there's a best, then there's a second best. Where's the second best? Abishol says, Shniola. The second after Tekaya would be Regev be'Ever Hayarden. B'Em is Kol Ha'arot Soyek She'erais. All the lands will be kosher, bring Shem L'Menachos from there, Elamein Kan, but from these places, first choice Tekaya, second choice Regev. And Ever Hayarden Hoya Mevi'en, that's where they would bring it from. Ein Mevi'en. You would not bring Shemen from Menachos, Lami Beis Hasvalim, not from olive trees. They grew in fields that have to be fertilized, Lami Beis Hashlachim, not from olive trees. The growing fields that have to be irrigated. You also shouldn't bring olives, meaning to say you shouldn't make the oil from olives, from trees that have seeds planted between them. And Tosfos Yom Tov explains that the seeds use up some of the nutrients that are in the soil. And the olives come out with a poorer quality. In the last Mishnah we learned you shouldn't take flour from grains that grow between trees, because the trees use up the nutrients. Here that we're looking for what grows on the trees, we're saying don't take trees that are between seeds, because the seeds that you plant, whatever's growing there, is going to schlep from the trees. However, if one did bring oil for a mincha from one of these places, kosher. B'dieved, it is kosher. Vayter zok the Heilige Mishnah, the following oils are possible for menachos, ein mevi'en un pikinoin. This is oil that was taken out of olives that didn't get even to a third of their full stage of being ripe. The imhevi, but over here, even b'di'evet. If you bring oil from this type of an olive posel, it's very bitter, the Batanur explains. Vayter says in Mishnah, ein mevi'en, you don't bring oil. Minagargrim shenishru b'mayim. Minagargrim means from olives, shenishru that was soaked b'mayim in water. Now here's the catch. When an olive falls off the tree before it was time to take it off, the only way to get the oil out is to soak it in water. But the water has a very negative effect on the oil. Vayter says the Mishnah v'leimen akvushim, not from pickled olives. Sometimes they would pickle olives in vinegar or salt. V'leimen ashlukin. Shaluk means to cook something very thoroughly. For whatever reason, sometimes they would cook it, but the oil is not good oil. It's not quality oil. Vim Havi. In these cases, if he does bring it, pasul. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, where's the best place for oil? Tekaya. Second best place, as Abishol, is Regev and Ever Yarden. It's kosher from anywhere, but they would bring it from these places if they could. Lechatchila, you're not supposed to bring the oil from olives that grow on trees that are in a field that has to be fertilized or irrigated, or there are seeds in the middle. But over there, b'di'avad, it's kosher. Where it would not be kosher, b'di'avad, is if you take the oil out of olives that didn't even get to a third way of where they're supposed to ripen to, or from olives that were soaked in water, pickled, or cooked. In these cases, if you do bring it, even b'di'avad, it is pasul.